morning. I'm Michael Hellman.
I'm Amy Dahlhauser.
I'm Rebecca Malsbury.
And I'm Michael Faulkner. Thanks for joining us for the Bear Facts, the weekly radio show from Bishop Garrigan High School.
This is a very busy time here at Garrigan. One of the biggest things on the schedule today is the state cross-country meet. Sophomore Erin Reedy is headed down to Fort Dodge today to make her second straight bid for a state title. As a freshman, Erin ran the 4-kilometer course in just 15 minutes and 37 seconds, and we're hoping she'll do as well this afternoon. The 1A girls race is at 2 o'clock this afternoon at Kennedy Park, just north of the Fort Dodge Airport. Admission is free, so we encourage everyone to head on down and cheer Erin on to victory.
Fort Dodge is a busy place today. In addition to state cross country, 12 Garrigan students braved the construction to get down there for a cheerleading contest at Iowa Central Community College. Kristen Birdie, Hannah Bodie, Sarah Matthews, Ashley Bodie, Raya Coombe, Kelsey Berkey, Kim Schultz, Jessica Springer, Sydney McNurtney, Nicole Bear, Mallory Schultz, and Logan Coombe make up the competition cheer squad for the Golden Bears. They'll be competing at Iowa Central at 10:30 this morning. The Iowa Central competition is good preparation for the state cheerleading competition. That will be next Saturday at Hy-Vee Hall in downtown Des Moines. Good luck to Coach Aaron Miller and all the competition cheerleaders.
Also in Fort Dodge today, two Garrigan students will be competing in regional swimming finals. Kenny Rothler and Emma Plath are part of the Algona swim team, and they've been swimming hard all throughout the fall. Regionals are in Fort Dodge. In addition to Algona, teams from Ames, Boone, Carroll, Fort Dodge, Sioux City East, Sioux City Metro, Spencer, Storm Lake, and Waukee will be competing. The meet begins at noon today. Good luck, swimmers.
Last weekend, the Golden Bear Quiz Bowl team competed at the Ankeny Invitational, and for the second time in 2 weeks, they ended up in the Final Four at a major tournament. The team of Jake Rosenmeyer, Levi Bernhardt, Matthew Faulkner, and Rachel Birdie finished in third place overall, losing to the championship team from Wilton. The Bears' next Quiz Bowl competition will be the Algona Invitational next Saturday.
The Golden Bear football team won the district championship a week ago with a big win over North Iowa High School. They hosted their opening playoff game on Wednesday. Unfortunately, the Bears got off to a slow start, giving the West Sioux Falcons a 20-6 lead at halftime. Endurance has been the Bears' strength all season, though, and they came back to take a 26-20 lead. Starting quarterback Kevin Albert was injured on the Bears' final touchdown, though, and losing him was enough to tip the scales towards West Sioux, who ended up winning 27-26. While we're sorry things had to come to an end, we're proud of our Golden Bears for the great season they had and for winning the district championship.
The Golden Bear volleyball team has also had a great run in playoffs. After an up-and-down conference season, the Bears cruised through their first two playoff games, defeating both Twin River Valley and Ruthven Ayrshire in three straight games. The Bears played a hard-fought match against North Central Kossuth last night in regional play. Congratulations to Coach Dave Schnurr and the volleyball team.
Next weekend, Garrigan's Fine Arts program will present Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. This is the first Andrew Lloyd Webber show that Garrigan has presented, and the drama, music, and art departments have been working hard to make this show come together. Tickets are just $5 for adults and $3 for students. They're available by calling the school at 295-3521 or by contacting Mary McCall. Showtime is next Friday and Saturday nights at 7, so be sure to be on hand for Joseph.
Garrigan's Christian Leadership in Action Group has been very busy lately. Last Thursday, they sponsored a Pink Out, where we traded our school uniforms for pastel-colored clothes to raise money for Relay for Life. Tomorrow, they'll be trick-or-treating to get donations for the Kossuth County Food Pantry. And then, next Tuesday, they'll be volunteering at the Sharing and Caring Hands Mission in Minneapolis. Mr. Rob Meister heads up the Christian Leadership Group at Garrigan.
Our senior spotlight this week shines on Ashley Bodie. Here to tell you about her is Kristen Birdie.
Ashley Bodie is the captain of the competition cheer squad. She's a four-year cheerleader who has also been active in intramural basketball and track. Ashley's in publications, and she's also part of the Christian Leadership in Action Group. Away from school, she helps with the after-school program at the YMCA. Ashley hopes to attend Iowa State next year, and we wish her all the best after high school.
Thanks, Kristen. On our Golden Bear calendar this week, there's state cross country, regional swimming, and the Iowa Central cheer competition all down in Fort Dodge today. Then tomorrow afternoon, there will be a full practice for the musical.
Sunday night, Christian Leadership will trick-or-treat for the food pantry. Monday, we'll have Mass for All Saints Day, and then on Tuesday, Christian Leadership students will be helping out at the mission in Minneapolis.
Wednesday, there's no school at Garrigan, partly due to teacher in-service and partly as our reward for meeting our goals in the calendar drive. Then, on Thursday, we'll be saying a rosary during activity period.
Next Friday, the musical premieres. Then on Saturday, there's quiz bowl at Algona High, state cheerleading in Des Moines, and state solo dance in Pella.
That's the Bear Facts for a busy week. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tune in again next week for more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.